Lots of fun in Oberlin this coming Saturday. It's the second Saturday, one of their events that they've got. And here to talk about that is Janet Haar from Oberlin Business Partnership. Good morning, Janet. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thanks.
Yeah, a lot of activities going on. Let's talk about some of the things that are taking place, I guess, all around the square downtown Oberlin. Farmers market, let's start with that. I guess that's kind of a thing that always takes place, and some family activities. Take us a little bit through some things that are going on that day.
Sure. The farmers market is 9 to 12 in the City Hall parking lot. Lots of good food there, lots of entertainment, a fun place. And then family activities are also in the East College Street courtyard. Lots of family activities, and people who aren't familiar with that area are quickly learning what a great place it is. Sidewalk sales all over downtown from 11 to 3. We have had a scavenger hunt for the last two second Saturdays, and not to disappoint, we have one this time as well, and it's a masterpiece scavenger hunt. So people will be looking for masterpieces, so works of art, in 10 different downtown businesses. And once they find those, they bring their passport back, and then they have a possibility of winning a prize. We got so many things going on. I could talk to you for a lot longer than you've allocated, but
Craig and I are curious about the mini chalk walk.
We know that
there's normally the chalk walk, but they had to postpone. That's been a while since they've had that in Oberlin. What's the mini part of that? How does that work?
The mini part is that it's just going to be in the new Union Center lawn area and those sidewalks. So the folks from Chalk Walk have given us permission to use their chalk, which is good sidewalk chalk. And from 1 to 3, all those sidewalks inside the new Union Center lawn will be open for chalk art. And also, our museum is open from 1 to 5 as well. And one thing that we did this time, because the theme this month is art, so family fun and art, we do have a caricature artist who will be downtown for a couple of hours, and it's free, so people can line up and get their picture. We have a community weaving project at Ginkgo Gallery, and one of the big things for Saturday is the Community Paint Day. Have you heard about that?
No. The community is coming to paint. What are we painting?
So the Oberlin Bookstore is a business that's on West College Street, and the back of the bookstore has had a very old mural on it. Starting August 2nd, Oberlin College students have been working on a brand-new mural that was voted by the community, and they have completed most of the top part of it, and then the bottom part they have outlined, and they have put numbers in it. So the community is invited to come and paint the bottom part on Saturday. So it's a paint by numbers. The artist will be there to help. We're giving away free T-shirts in case you don't want to get paint on your clothes. So that should be a really fun afternoon.
What is the mural of, or how could you best describe it as what you've seen so far?
The mural is a depiction of all of the different aspects of Oberlin. So that Oberlin is a friendly town. Oberlin is has social equity. Lots of things that have happened in Oberlin in the past are depicted. I've forgotten how to say this. It's a compilation of a lot of different things.
We see two. Well, of course, Oberlin has a very rich history. We see two. There will be a Women's History Walk. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, the Oberlin Heritage Center offers historical walks almost every Saturday, and the one that is scheduled for this coming Saturday is the one about the women in Oberlin. So it's a guided women's history talk. It starts at First Church at 11, and it's guided, so people will follow the guide and walk around downtown and have that explained to them.
And I guess you'll have the places to eat. That obviously there's the restaurants that are there as well, and also music too for a little bit of entertainment.
Yes, random music all over downtown, and we also have the restaurants. Many of them are doing specials for Second Saturday, and in the last two Saturdays, the businesses downtown said have said that they have increased their sales from 20 to 200%. So the idea that people actually get to know our downtown again after such a horrible, challenging year of COVID is also what we're after.
Absolutely. Well, as part of the Positively Oberlin, the Oberlin Business Partnership, trying to bring, you know, keeping the business afloat, helping them out when they need it, and also just kind of, you know, spotlighting different businesses. And, you know, even if you come to a place continuously, there's always something, if you take a time and pause, there's something new that you can find out. And all these different events will kind of give people a different perspective of what's happening. When is all this start again?
It's this coming Saturday, August 14th. Farmers Market starts at 9. The OBP, Positively Oberlin, Welcome Table opens at 10. We'll be there from 10 to 3. And most everything happening around downtown is from 10 to 3.
Sounds great. Janet, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for sharing with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Janet Haar with Oberlin Business Partnership joining us this morning, talking all about their second Saturdays. They've had one in June, July. Now we got the one in August, and it's coming up this Saturday.